As expected, the first round of thunderstorms came through the area today, leaving patchy fog and colder temperatures. Forecasters are now saying that the majority of New Mexico is expected to be hit by a potentially historic storm system with dangerous weather conditions that will include a fast-moving severe thunderstorm capable of producing damaging winds as well as baseball-sized hail. The National Weather Service also warns tornadoes could be possible in east, central, and southeastern New Mexico this evening through tomorrow. Dangerous winds that could gust up to 75 miles an hour are also expected. The Weather Service says the winds could be strong enough to flip tractor-trailer rigs and other high-profile vehicles. Other possible hazards include power outages and downed trees. High winds today in the region is believed to be a large factor in the derailment of a train being between Logan and San Juan. The derailment caused the closure of Highway 469. Senator Pat Woods represents the district where 26 cars of a Union Pacific train were derailed because of high winds near Logan. Senator Woods said it is a reminder that New Mexico winds can be extremely dangerous and people need to heed high wind warnings and take them very seriously. Fortunately, Senator Woods said no one was injured in the train derailment and the cars were empty of cargo and did not carry any hazardous material. According to West Reese with Excel, in total 121,000 customers across Texas and New Mexico were impacted by the high winds. Of that number, 103,000 experienced sustained outages. Tragic news to report on this morning as we've learned that a lineman was killed last night during the windstorm recovery efforts near Hereford. The incident reportedly happened around 8:30 p.m., according to officials with Xcel Energy. Details on the accident are limited and no other information or injuries or fatalities during the recovery have been reported. The wind event Wednesday still has looming effects as Xcel Energy continues to work to regain power to the region. According to Wes Reeves with Xcel, as of 8:30 p.m. yesterday, close to 12,500 customers are still remain without power. Crews are still working to regain that power and are now documenting close to 150,000 residents in eastern New Mexico and West Texas being affected by the power disruption. They note this is the largest disruption the company has seen in the region to date.